Pete, Matt and Kimber's
Leftovers
Podcast.
Fixing things.
Yeah.
I love it. No tools or anything either. Just trying to do it with your hands.
Ambitious. Mr. Fix It.
All right, what?
Well, what is the leftovers?
Oh, I was just trying to fix a chair.
Yeah, how's that going for you, mate?
Not great, I'll be honest with you.
Well,
he's got no tools and no abilities, so he doesn't know what to do.
Just like our Prime Minister.
plenty of tools there, what are you talking about?
Something we are good at, which is just having a chat after the show about some of the things that might not have made the board or other things that we want to talk about. What's going on? What's going around the table, you guys?
Should we talk about Shayna Blaze chat this morning? That was pretty funny.
And also jeans and joggers are here, our producers.
Hello.
Hi.
Yeah, what a legend she was.
Yeah, she's pretty cool, isn't she?
I think she handled it quite well, considering she accidentally heard a lot of Matt's private conversation. In fact, how did she hear it? Was it because she was patched through the desk?
So, when I...
Not quite, no.
No, that's not why. When I'm on the phone to the switch, they'll put me on hold and then it's just background music, but they don't... sometimes they pick you up and they're like, cool, you've got Shayna Blaze now, go for it. Whereas this time they just patched me through and I was unsure if I was still on hold because I'm on the phone technically. And then it just kind of went silent and you were up quite loud through our speaker.
Well,
we were talking to you.
Yeah. We were talking to you both.
Yeah, because Neans was talking to you guys through the speaker and I put my hand up and then I was like, hello? And she was like, we're not live, are we? and I was like, no, oh my God, did you just hear that?
I would hope we weren't live because Matt, why don't you share what you were talking about?
Because I asked if anybody in this team had joined the Mile High Club, and then that just set off a chain of events.
With the state of those toilets, I wouldn't want to, but I have got up to shenanigans under the quite thin Qantas blanket.
Yeah, and Shayna heard all of that.
She did.
She was a good sport.
She actually loved it, I think.
And I may have used a term that probably, I don't know, but it was a hand shandy.
Yes.
Which is quite revolting.
That's fine. Well, no, I think it's fine.
It's kind of old-fashioned, the old hand shandy.
It's better than saying, what it actually is. It's a nice way of saying it.
Yeah,
it
does cover all the bases.
I think the contemporary version would be wristy.
Yeah, wristy.
Wristy. Yeah.
That's the modern street version.
Wristy.
Okay, so that was a good start to the day, wasn't it?
Yes.
I think it exposed a lot more to Shayna than what she was expecting.
Yes. Mm. But she agreed with my point.
Yes.
Which was that those toilets are disgusting and I wouldn't want to put my bare ass on any of those surfaces.
No.
Well, speaking of bare asses, there was something that you pitched this morning about Megan Gale.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's true. So because Megan Gale has stayed in an Airbnb with her partner, who I can't remember his name, but he's like a sort of, he's known of some sort. Yeah, like he's got a name that sounds like he's a rapper. But I don't know. The girls at Sea, Jeans and Joggers, excellent producers, both of them, straight on their phone right now, looking up. Yeah, what's his? He's got like a name. His Instagram name is a little bit.
Sean Hampson, 16, Ascot Food and Wine,
16. 320. Gee, me. I know Megan Gale likes him slightly younger, but.
No, it sounds like
he's on Survivor.
It sounded like a rap name.
Oh, he's on Survivor.
Like, he was on Survivor.
He's not 16 then.
But anyway, look, she stayed in an Airbnb and then she put this picture of herself up on Instagram in this really sexy Airbnb place, looked really lovely, and she was in this really sexy kind of leather skirt number.
So she got it for free.
And she was leaning up against the table and she was like, had a beautiful stay at this Airbnb.
Mm-hmm.
This table saw a few things.
Oh, God.
And people thought that was a bit distasteful, but then made worse by her partner who then went on and said, yeah, thank goodness that table's not ours. And I think people found it a bit cheeky and a bit ew.
Yeah.
Like, it was a bit like, you two can text each other.
Mm.
Yeah. If you want to talk about
we don't need to see
the PDA
the
on
sex
another
you
level.
Had in someone else's place on their beautiful dining table. It was a nice table.
Was it a nice table?
Nice table. Okay. Yeah. You know, I'm sure the Airbnb owners are like, oh, everyone, Megan Gale stayed at our place and try to put it on their Instagram. And
there's
they've got a plaque
on there now.
They've got to deal with that.
Megan Gale and her partner banged on this table.
We didn't find that. We didn't find his name.
So I've got Sean Hampson.
Yeah. Oh. Sean Hampson.
His Instagram name seemed much cooler than that. There was something like, you know, I don't want to, I mean, obviously it's not really that rap name then if it's
not him.
No. But I think she must have deleted the post.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
That's interesting.
Disappeared.
People thought it was trashy. They got rid of it.
I don't, you know what? If you're a celeb of that note and you post something, let it go. Like, it's made the world. It's made the news. It's everywhere. Deleting the post, you ain't getting that back.
Just let it go.
Own it. You know?
Oh, no, it is a rapper. 31-year-old US rapper, Machine Gun Kelly.
No way. No, no.
Kimber's having a Dick Tinsky moment.
I gave you the wrong Megan.
Okay.
Oh, because I know who Megan Gale is, but I just accidentally said Gale when I was thinking Fox.
She's amazing.
Machine Gun Kelly. But they are frank.
Are they?
They are.
So there is a... Okay, so they do have a reputation.
This is Machine Gun
Kelly. Sorry, Megan Gale. I apologise.
Right. Okay.
So and he did sound like a rapper because he is one.
He's a rapper.
Okay. And the post is still there.
I apologise. The wrong Megan. Yeah, I just must have made a bad
note. They did a post about an Airbnb too, but it was that motherfucking table. Because he's a rapper.
Thanks, Matt.
Sorry, Megan Gale. Am I going to get done for defamatory something now?
Definitely.
Yeah, I hate everything that's going on in this post.
Wasn't she married to Brian Austin Green from 90210 days?
Yes, right. Okay. She left him for Machine Gun Kelly.
So, look.
Is that her?
Well, that's Camila Cabello. But this is probably one of their more noteworthy songs, Machine Gun Kelly and Camila Cabello.
People were more concerned that he's got a 12-year-old daughter who's also on Instagram, and they were like, she doesn't need to know this stuff, dude.
Right. Yes.
She's amazing, though. Look at this.
I mean, there's sort of, I can understand, though, that when you go to an Airbnb or you go to a hotel or whatever, the environments there are sort of, they're designed to be sexy and a bit like, you can walk around here with your clothes off. You don't do that at home. Like, I get why they're sexy places.
But who's going to an Airbnb thinking other people haven't banged on things? Like, that's the thing. Like, an Airbnb, a hotel room.
Sure.
Like, you know, other people have had their way with each other in those beds, on that table, precariously perched on top of that bin. Like, there's been
getting
stuff that's gone on.
You're not going in there with a blue light.
No, you're not.
You don't want to know.
You're not. No.
That's disgusting.
No.
That's why you pay the cleaning fee when you leave.
Oh, yeah, they do a great job.
Have you ever done that, though, where you stayed in, like, I've stayed in hotels where I've found other people's underwear under the bed.
Yeah, and that's what I mean. Yeah, it's a quick run of the vacuum and you know.
When I was a teenager, I used to clean hotel rooms as a little side hustle to high school.
Did you ever find anything weird?
You see the worst of human behaviour.
Yeah, you do.
It is, like, people feel like, well, I'm paying for this room, so I will do whatever I like.
You know what?
And it is not
it's
okay.
Awful, I expect that now, because when you exit a plane and you walk through first class,
disgusting.
Don't you look down on the floor and just see filth and, like, rubbish and blankets and stuff thrown everywhere?
Oh, no.
And, like,
when I walk out of cattle class and through first class, I've generally got my head down not looking at anything because that's how we're meant to behave.
Yeah.
I thought you'd be up the pointy end of the plane, Pete.
Oh, God, no. Mm-hmm. Not me. Not this plane.
Only when he's cleaning it.
Have you guys been at the pointy end of a plane?
Sorry.
Been at the pointy end of a plane?
I've done business, not first.
I've hardly even been on a plane. Been on
No.
But the problem is once you're even doing business, you know, I had a lovely new Cathay Pacific, my own pod, and I was A1 everyone had to walk past me.
Oh,
and I already had champagne and prawns.
Bougie.
And I was drinking in those days. And I didn't want the flight to end.
Yeah.
It took a long, it was a 10-hour flight. I did not want it to end.
I was given a business class flight as a payback, I guess, because the airline accidentally poisoned me on the way over.
Excellent.
So I was allergic to gluten at the time and it went. So basically I spent like the first few weeks of my holidays quite sick.
Yeah.
And so when we realised that they had given me gluten in my meal, I was like, guys, this is not really acceptable. And they tried to make it better by giving me a flight back in business, which was all well and good, but you don't really, I had that feeling of like, this is great and I want to enjoy this, but I also felt a little bit like I had to pay for this through a sick stomach.
Yeah.
And also when they go, hey, in first class today, we've got a lovely pasta coming your way. Some bread stuff.
And you get real cutlery because you're not likely to stab anyone with your knife and fork in first class.
That's
which
true.
Is ironic, of course, because so many of the people who perpetrated that terror were in business and first.
There you go.
Yes.
Oh. Yeah. And also I feel like those people are probably more stressed out and have more reason to get stabby, you know?
So the food's different altogether.
Yes.
Oh, wow. Darling.
Oh,
I don't know anything.
You know, before you even take off, while the rest of you are putting your bags and trying to jam your tiny little thing into the carry-on luggage.
Yeah.
They come over to you and they're like, would you like a champagne? So you have, like what Matt says, you have prawns and champagne before takeoff.
I'm watching people walk past me while I'm dabbing my paws with a hot towel.
I'm like the poster girl.
How good's a hot towel?
The level
love a hot
of service in business.
Love a hot towel.
I remember I was in business class and I was watching a really, really sad movie and I was a couple of gins in. But I was crying watching this movie and the male hostie just appeared with a box of tissues because he could see that I was crying and he was prepared for me.
And he will actually blow your nose for you.
And blow?
Sounds amazing.
Oh, it is.
Funnily enough, that's what they say to you at the beginning of the chat that we had with the whole Mile High Club thing.
We've circled back to the plane.
Well, my birthday's in a couple of weeks, guys, if you want to get me a present.
Oh, you know, I think we need to get
you $10 or something.
Yeah. I feel for you, joggers, because I think, you know, your early 20s and this is when you're meant to be out doing stupid stuff with your life and traveling and you're kind of trapped at home.
Yeah, I think if anything, maybe it's just given me a little bit of time to save and work out what I really want to do in the next couple of years travel-wise, I guess. That's how I'm trying to look at it anyways.
Yes.
But I do feel a little bit, not robbed, because we've got it so good and we've been so lucky, but yeah, this is the age where I really want to go out and I don't want to miss out on anything because of myself. I don't want to hold myself back. I don't want anyone to hold me back. And I feel like it's, you know, everyone's just being held back at the moment and it's frustrating.
Yeah. But what if Jeans and Matt and Pete and I thought of times in our 20s, recreated our favourite moments and tried to recreate them for you, like a reenactment
I don't know if her parents would approve of some of the things that I've done. Definitely legal will not approve.
But hearing the stories, especially I speak mostly Jeans and you travelled for what, 8, 10 years?
Long time.
Yeah, and I just haven't done any of that and I feel a little bit like I'm losing that.
Well, you're longing
that.
To. You're
but what you're doing in reverse to me is your early 20s and, you know, you're ready to buy a house. Like you've got a great job. You're excellent at saving. So you're kind of doing it in the reverse. So when you are able to travel, you are going to do it in style.
Yeah. You don't have to go to the $16 backpackers that we did.
Yeah, and I mean, that's interesting because, the experiences that you have doing it dirty.
Yes.
Are different and not necessarily better, but they are different.
Yeah. And I guess while I've been working the last, it's almost been 2 years since COVID hit, my friends have been at uni. So by the time this is all over, they'll just be getting their jobs after their degrees and starting to save then.
Mm. Yeah.
And if I know that I'm ready to go, I've not really ever been keen on doing it by myself. Like I like having at least one person there with me.
Sure.
And it's a shame because everybody deserves one night of feeling like, am I sleeping in a bed with bed bugs?
Yes,
like,
that's true.
You know, that one restless night of
I going to get robbed?
Stabbed,
I was in a backpackers in Italy and there was a peephole. Yeah. Like in the showers. Like
what'd you see through it?
Yeah, exactly. I just chipped away at the wall so I could have a look. But yeah, so many stories of just being in dodgy hostels. Mm.
And you know what, Georgia, if I can give you a piece of advice, I'm not that well travelled. I've done a little bit, but the it would be don't wait for the perfect person to travel with.
Yeah, there is none.
Because there isn't one.
No, and in you fact, think, you find and out sometimes, some things about people too.
Yeah, yeah. Like you find yeah. friends and stuff and you think they've ruined my trip. They were not the person I wanted to come with. Like if you want to do something and you wait for somebody, it will hold you back.
Mm. Like so you should go by yourself?
Yeah.
Yes. And I mean, you find people.
Yeah.
You literally, you know, at the first place you stay at, you're like, where are you going? You're going up to, you know, Hanoi or whatever. Oh, can I tag along? And you end up, you know, and yeah. if they give you the shits, then you next person, you know, you move on or.
Yeah.
And hostels are great for that yeah. because there's always like a communal area and everyone yeah. sits and has drinks and then, you know, you hit the clubs together and then you plan your next trip the next day. It's,
you can do all of this in Northbridge, my friend. Don't you worry.
All righty, guys.
All right, see ya.
Have a wonderful day.
Bye. Let's go to brunch.
Let's do that.
Oh, yeah. Yep. We're having brunch together today. I'm yes. not going to lie. I've been looking at the menu for about 2 hours.
All morning. I know exactly what I'm getting.
Bye.
See ya. Pete, Matt, and Kimber.